I'm sadly not surprised that the Republicans are taking over. I think right now in the night they have plus 5 seats, so they're one short of taking control of the Senate. I think this is something that we're going to see in midterm elections going forward, depending on, you know, how much polarization we have in the country. We're going to have midterm elections, a lot more younger people and non-white people turning out, and they're going to vote for Democrats. At the same time, in the midterms, it's going to be older people and more white people, and they're going to vote for Republicans in the midterms.
So far, I've been more or less hesitant to be okay with the results of the Senate race, but with the governor's race was completely predictable. I mean, for one thing, Rob Astorino didn't have a chance to begin with. He's a low-level politician compared to Andrew Cuomo currently. He's just an executive of Westchester County, which is not representative of the whole of New York State, running on a very small platform, unlike Andrew Cuomo, who's had a very large, invigorated base from the beginning.
No, I wasn't surprised by Governor Cuomo winning the race. What I will be surprised by is how the Working Families Party, the Women's Equality Party, and the Democratic Party do compared to each other. I mean, if a party gets 50,000 votes, they get on the state ballot for the next 5 or so years. It's going to be a big thing to see how his party compares to the mainline Democrats and the WFP. I was tweeting all day and posting on Facebook all day today to get my friends to go out and vote. The issue is, if you don't show up, if you don't vote, you're failing yourself, you're failing, you know, everybody else in the country, and you're really making it so government isn't responsive to you. If you have these issues that you care about, you can't complain if you don't go out and vote. So I think it's really important that especially young people vote, because they have different views than older people or people in more rural areas.